Good morning. May I have your attention? Actually, there's no need for me to say that. Everybody knows this is the time of the Mass when I give a talk. So there's no need for me to say that at all. It is kind of a traditional thing that people will say when they're trying to get people's attention. And actually, getting people's attention is what this gospel is all about. If you've ever wondered, you know, why people aren't listening to you enough, or if you're trying to get someone to pay attention to you, this gospel has a number of very practical, important lessons. First of all, Jesus knows what his audience likes to hear, and they love to hear parables. Apparently, Jesus was saying one parable after another. A parable is simply a story about regular life that has some moral or some point to it. Those are kind of popular today, but what's really popular today is the joke. If I say a parable, a sower went out to sow, you might listen. But if I say, two guys walk into a bar, you go, oh, this is a joke. I don't know that joke, but the, you know, that's just, it gets people's attention because we love to laugh. We love to hear a joke. And so Jesus told parables about ordinary life. But Jesus had another unique technique. Not only would he tell a parable, but as the parable was going on, and this is every single parable that Jesus spoke, maybe 20 parables in all the Gospels, every single one of the parables, as he's telling the parable, gradually the audience would have this reaction. That's wrong. That doesn't make sense. Nobody would do that. Actually, in every parable that Jesus speaks, there's always some twist. There's something that doesn't quite make sense. And that happens in today's gospel, a very simple gospel about farming. Just even mentioning a sower going out to sow would have gotten everyone's attention, because farming then was infinitely more important than it is today. Because every family was one harvest away from starvation. If the harvest didn't come in, there was no other place to go. They couldn't go to another state, they couldn't go to another store, they couldn't go from Ravon's to Ralph's, they would die. And so farming was incredibly important, and they paid attention to it, and any story about a farmer, they would listen. And the story has the farmer with a bunch of seed in his hand, and he's casting it. That's where the word broadcast comes from, to kind of cast it in a broad way. And some of it is landing in different types of soil, and so it has different reactions. And as Jesus is telling this story of the farmer throwing the seed, everyone that would hear that would say, no farmer would ever do that. Seed is extremely valuable. It is extremely important. You don't just throw it anywhere. You don't waste it by throwing it just out in the air. You would actually carefully place it exactly on ground that you had already prepared. And so what Jesus is saying is, if you want your message to be heard, if you would like your seed to produce fruit, if you would like someone to listen to you, you have to prepare the ground. Just kind of spouting off is like throwing seed everywhere and has no effect. If you would like someone to listen to you, you have to prepare the ground first. It's a really powerful lesson that we often forget. We often think that the goodness of my message is enough. Because I have a really important message to say, because I have something really important and really powerful to say, that other people should listen to me. And then we find out that they don't. Because the goodness of our message is never enough unless we prepare the ground. And if anyone has the right to say that my message is important, it would be Jesus. Does anyone have a message that's more important than that? Does anyone have a more important message than the Word of God? And yet Jesus says, if you want even the Word of God to produce fruit, we have to prepare the ground. And that's what Jesus does. He doesn't tell any carpentry stories. He grew up as a carpenter. He doesn't tell any carpentry stories because very few people were. He tells stories about farming and about fishing because that's what the people were doing. He paid attention to his audience. He knew what they wanted, and he prepared the ground. If you have something important to say to someone, think about that person. What kind of words work with that person? Is this a good time to talk? You know, the other part of this gospel that is very important, it says, that we don't have the right to command another person's attention. That sounds counterintuitive, but you can never say, I want to talk about this with you and I want to talk about it right now. You can actually do that with children, but you can't do it to another adult. We cannot command another person's attention. So you can say, to prepare the ground, you can say, I have something important to say. Is this a good time to talk? Is there a better time to talk? Is there a better place where we can talk? All of those are ways of respecting the person that we're talking to and ways that kind of prepare the ground for that person to hear what we have to say. Very simple gospel, only a few lines. We have a very important message to make. We just simply follow the example of Jesus. We just don't spew our words out everywhere. If we would like our words to have power, if we would like our words to have effect, then we follow the example of our Lord and prepare the ground well. And then we will have an abundant harvest. Thank you for your attention.